You know what's awesome, Rafer?
What?
When you, when I, when one of us says something really, really stupid in a podcast or something really awesome in a podcast and somebody writes us back about it.
Oh, great.
So we have one this week, Sally Gore. She responded to something I said in the last podcast. I said that The Hunger Games is very violent, but it's also very critical of violence.
Yes.
And she wrote back saying, my hope is that parents and teachers see The Hunger Games as an opportunity to teach critical messages regarding violence.
Uh-huh.
That critical message regarding violence. So,
well, thank you, Sally.
Sally, you're great. Thanks for writing us. This has been something that's been talked about quite a bit with The Hunger Games.
Right.
And it's also being talked about right now with another movie, Bully. This whole child-on-child violence thing. Is there a critical message there? Is the violence too much? And so on. And
right.
Bully, you probably have heard about this.
Yes.
It's been in the press quite a bit lately. It's been all over the morning talk shows, the evening, late night shows, and so on. Ellen, it's been on all sorts of shows. So Bully is a documentary. We have Hunger Games, which is a big Hollywood blockbuster. And we have this question of violence hanging over the whole
right.
thing.
And the blockbuster gets a PG-13 rating, but the documentary gets an R, and
ooh.
That's been the big controversy, right?
There's so much intrigue to this whole story. Let's talk more about this, but first let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
All right, Rafer, let's talk a little bit about this movie, Bully.
Okay.
Can you give a summary of it? You're so good at that.
Yes. It's a documentary through an organization called The Bully Project. So it's an anti-bullying documentary. It is a documentary. You might say it's something close to a PSA as well, sort of a public service announcement against bullying.
A very special episode of 2020.
Yes. Right. About its interviews with kids and parents of kids who have been bullied. Some of the interviews are just there's also footage of the kids actually being bullied. The director Lee Hirsch takes the camera into the schools and onto the school bus the always horrifying school bus and the lunchroom gets this footage of kids being bullied in small and large ways, and some of the more moving testimony in the film comes from a couple of parents who have lost kids to suicide, kids who killed themselves after being bullied.
One of them only 11 years old.
Yeah, one of them only 11. And there's also interviews with a girl named Kelby who is an out lesbian. So it kind of covers the gamut. There's a girl in the film who takes a gun to school after being bullied, and though she doesn't harm anyone, she winds up being sent to juvenile. Do they still call it juvenile hall?
Juvie?
They call it
juvie,
something else. It does kind of cover the gamut. Because it's through an organization called The Bully Project, it definitely has a very clear, a very clear message. It's very clearly anti-bullying. So that's the basic gist of the film. And this film, although it doesn't feature any real bloodletting or what I think you and I would call actual physical violence, it features kids using the F word more than once. And
which of the F words are you referring to?
I think that's the MF word, right?
The
ever popular MF word.
Yes.
The repeated use of that is what earned it an R rating.
Because they also
MPAA.
Use the other F word, which is a derogatory term for gay kids.
Yes, yes, there is that as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't my understanding that was necessarily part of the rating.
Yeah.
Because if that were the case, most teen comedies would be rated R, right? so that is the basic interest. That's the basic gist of Bully. A lot of publicity over the R rating, a lot of outrage because people are saying that this will prevent the film from being seen by the very audience that needs to see it, younger kids. And the kids in this film are, you know, are anywhere from teenagers down to very, very young, right? Grade schoolers, junior high. You know, but I think that there are some other issues underlying this film that I think we should talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about some of those issues. I mean, can we go back to the Hunger Games for just a second here?
Yes.
Hunger Games, we have children bludgeoning children to death. We have
right.
children shooting children to death.
Right, stabbing each other in the heart.
Yeah, all sorts of things. And not necessarily showing remorse when they do it.
True.
And then we have Bully, where kids are... You know, you said there's not a lot of overt, you know, violence that we see. We do see the, you know, some bad things. We do see.
Yeah, the one kid Alex, I think his name is, he does complain about being strangled and, you know, having his head knocked into the seat in front of him, and we see that.
We do see that. So
yeah,
that
see
is
that.
Violence. So
yeah.
I just want to bring up there is violence in it. It's not nearly even close to as much violence as we see in The Hunger Games, though.
No. I mean, The Hunger Games is an action film. So, you know, so fake blood is being splashed around, mm-hmm. you know, right? A kid lifts up a brick and the brick is, you know, all glistening and red with the other kid's blood, you know. So there's some sensationalism there.
And is that what makes it okay for that to be PG-13 instead because it's so glossy and pretty and the bully version is so raw? Or do you think – what do you think the whole deal is here with this – I mean, is it really just the swear words that's the problem here, or is there some other issue with bully that would make it, you know, is there more to that?
I you know, it's hard to say because I think, you know, so the Weinstein Company, which is releasing Bully, got into trouble with this before with the King's Speech. Do you remember this? The King's Speech, they wanted a PG-13 rating, but it wound up being R. For the exact same reason, because Colin Firth in that movie, when he's trying to outdo his stutter, trying to practice his stutter or unpractice his stutter, repeats the F word over and over and over, probably, you know, 20 to 30 times mm-hmm. in a string. That scene got the film an R. The MPAA has some kind of rule. I don't know the exact rule, but when that word is used enough times, it triggers the R rating. So I think... My understanding, the official explanation from what I've read, is that it's really just the language in Bully that
has
earned an R.
But you don't believe official things. I know you, Rafer. You think there's more to this.
Well, here's what I think. I think a lot of people have come down very hard on the MPAA for this, right? Accusing them of, I don't know what, hypocrisy or short-sightedness or some kind of double standard, again, because The Hunger Games did get a PG-13. And there's been this, you know, kind of this idea that maybe they should make some kind of exception for Bully. I understand where the MPAA is coming from. They're basically saying, like, look, we have a set of rules here. This triggered the rule. It has to get an R. You know, we can't give an R to some films that break the rule and not give an R to other films that break the rule. I understand that. But one thing I would say is that by giving the film an R rating – it's true what people are saying. It's going to keep that film from being seen by the people who need to see it. You know, if you're a kid, you don't want to go see a movie like this with your parents necessarily, right? And have your parents, you know, clucking next to you and, you know, looking at you. And you don't want to see it with your parents.
I'm going to say something very controversial here.
Okay.
Because what you're saying is something that I've read and I've seen over and over again. Kids need to be able to see this movie. Kids need to be able to get into this movie without their parents. Kids need to be able to watch this movie in school.
Yes.
I don't actually think kids want to see this movie.
Okay.
You know,
all right. That's
I know
a good
it's
point.
It's very controversial for me to say it because no one else is saying it, but this is not a movie on a Friday night that you and your best buddies want to go to at the multiplex in the mall.
Okay. Good point. What they want to see is Hunger Games.
Yes. They want to see the Hunger
they
Games.
They want to see other kids actually being killed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to get into it. I have some problems with this movie.
You do.
I understand that a lot of people are moved by it, that we're hearing important stories from kids who are bullied, that we're seeing just how damaging bullying can be. And they have those great statistics they tell you in the movie.
Yes.
About, what is it, 13 million kids have been bullied
right.
this week or something along those lines. They have all of that in there. But here's one of my issues with it. First of all, I don't think kids want to see it, as I just said.
Okay.
I think they'll watch it if health class forces them to because,
right.
you know what you love in health class? Movie day.
Right.
So you don't have to do work. So you can watch the movie.
Right.
My second issue, though, is I think the film really sets up a dangerous dichotomy. for the most part, it's not nuanced, for the most part, it shows bullies as horrendously violent people who swear,
uh-huh.
who are manipulative, who are bad people.
Yeah.
And it shows victims as really, really, really victims.
Yeah.
People who are treated horrendously bad. And I think there's this whole gray in-between area, and that most kids who watch the movie are going to say, I don't identify with either one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been stabbed on the school bus, and I was not stabbing somebody on the school bus.
Right.
I think that...
But I have been picked on, and maybe I've picked on some kids in return.
Yeah, but I think this movie makes it really easy for an audience member to turn a blind eye to how they contribute to this
uh-huh.
situation.
Uh-huh.
How,
okay.
like most kids, there's a lot of role switching.
Yeah.
How a kid who might have been the popular kid last year isn't this year. How alliances change because of that.
Yep.
How one kid who was totally welcome at the school lunchroom table last week isn't this week.
Right.
How the one outfit you wore can make you ridiculed for a month, or it can mean that people who you thought were your friends are just jabbing at you that week.
Right.
You know? I listen to the way kids talk to each other who aren't, quote, bullies. A lot of it sounds like not very nice razzing.
Yes, right,
you know?
Right,
a lot of it's
sure.
kind of mean.
Sure.
And this sort of movie, to me, sets up a dangerous dichotomy where, as I said, kids aren't going to see that they're a victim or that they're a bully. They're going to say, oh, thank God, I'm not that one.
Okay, that's an interesting point. And I agree with you that I would have liked to have seen some direct interviews with the kids who were the bullies, because at one point the kid we mentioned, Alex, who's, you know, really getting hammered on this school bus, the filmmaker shares the footage with the parents, who are horrified to realize how bad the situation really is, and the filmmaker share the footage with the school. It looks to me at first like the school sort of does nothing and tries to sweep it under the carpet, but then at eventually they sort of take action and they call in some of these kids. They start interviewing all the kids. They call in some of these kids. About three of them, we see the principal kind of hammering away at these kids and telling them this is not going to happen again, and you know, reading them the Riot Act, basically. And I kept thinking, you know, if you were able to have those kids on the screen, that means the parents surely signed a consent form saying it's okay to have the, you know, have my child, my whatever that kid is, nine or something, it's okay to have my child on this, you know, on the screen in this film. I would have liked to have seen a real interview with those kids and a real interview with those parents. And you never get, I know it sounds ridiculous to say, you don't get the other side, you don't get the
Absolutely.
Bullies, the bully's voice, but I would have been very interested
Absolutely.
To hear the bully's voice.
And I agree with you, and I think this is part of our issue with our national dialogue around bullying too. We almost never talk to the bully.
Right.
And not just this movie, it's just part of our national dialogue. We all
right.
talk about how hard it is to be bullied, and I don't mean to say that it's not hard. It's awful. It's really, really bad.
Yep.
But this isn't a one-way street. It goes, you know, there's another player in here, and in most cases, there's multiple players
right.
here. And yeah, what's going on with that bully kid?
Right, right. And that is, I think, is missing. And, you know, and at the end, I think we get a lot of footage of, you know, candlelight vigils and stuff, which is, you know, again, very moving. And you know, your heart goes out to these parents who have lost children to this. But I think you're right that it would have been nicer to see. It would have been more illuminating, I should say, to see both sides of that. And you're right. You know, again, that R rating, though, like you were saying, here's one point I want to make. Like we were saying, a big theme running through this film is homosexuality. There's the one girl who's an out lesbian. But I feel like homosexuality is the kind of thing that bullies use against their victims all the time, whether the victim is gay or not. You know, bullies love to throw around the F word and
the other F word.
The other F word.
Yeah.
And feminize their victims that way and weaken their victims that way. And by giving this movie an R rating, it probably will keep it out of the schools. It will certainly keep it out of conservative schools, schools in conservative counties and conservative districts where parents probably aren't comfortable with homosexuality, where the parents are going to be the kinds of parents who ostracize the family of the gay girl in the film. And so that R rating will keep it out of the schools. It will give the religious right a really good reason to say, oh, no, we don't want to see that film in the school because that's an R-rated film, you know.
I think you're saying what the undercurrent really is they don't want any message that says gayness is okay.
That says it's okay. Yeah, that says, hey, you know, you've got a gay student in your film. You should treat that student well. You know, you should welcome that student into your community and welcome that student into your school. I think that R rating is damaging. Again, the Weinstein Company is making a lot of hay over this R rating. It's gotten a tremendous amount of publicity. It's gotten the film in the headlines. So they are playing games with this as well.
Oh, Rafer, you're implying that Weinstein could be manipulative.
I know. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it for a second.
I'm
really?
Sure Harvey Did Weinstein is very wounded to hear that. I'm sure he's shocked to hear that. It's somewhat of a cynical move, but at the same time, it has raised the awareness of this documentary to a level that documentaries usually don't get.
So you
can accuse Harvey Weinstein of being calculating, but he's also gotten this message out there. So there you go.
So at the end of the day, is this a good date for you or a bad date?
Bully, I think, well, you know, it's – can we say it's a worthwhile date? It's an educational date. But I want to say, though, that I do think the movie is worth seeing. I think the parents of that gay girl who come on screen and say, I was once one of those other families, basically. I had these same thoughts in my head until I had a gay child, and now everything has changed, and it's completely changed who I am as a person and who we are as a family. That to me was a pretty incredible moment. It's a very short little snippet in the film, but it's an amazing moment. And there are some other very very moving parts of this film. I think it's really worth seeing.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Wow.
Mean,
all right, Kristen.
I can't help but wonder if you're speaking partly as a parent yourself, as somebody who has
that could
two
be.
Kids.
That
and
could
I
be.
Think that a lot of this movie speaks to grown-ups about the mistakes, especially that principal we mentioned earlier with defending and then reprimanding certain kids, but mostly defending the kids through the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it shows how parents can be more open-minded, how they can be more aware, how they can be advocates for kids. But as I was saying earlier, I don't actually think that this is a nuanced enough film where it's going to speak to kids. It's just going to have kids walk away from it saying, thank God I'm neither a bully or a victim.
Right.
And I just don't think that that's what we need as far as a real, honest dialogue about what bullying is and how damaging it is and how we're all a part of it.
Well, Kristen, a couple podcasts ago, you were saying how you wanted to disagree with me more. So. So here we go. We're going to fight about bully.
All right. Let's smack down right now.
All right.
All right. I'll see you on the school bus.
Did you know that you can follow Movie Date on Twitter and Facebook? You can also give us feedback on the podcast and tell us what movies you want us to see next.
Log on to themoviedate.org to find out more. And thanks so much for listening.